Lake Anna is a popular spot for water skiing, fishing, and swimming. Created in the late 60s to serve the North Anna nuclear plant, it's 17 miles long and fairly shallow. So when hot weather hits, it's prone to grow algae that can, at first, cause rashes and intestinal problems.
But ultimately, when algae dies, it can create a toxin that can cause long-term liver and kidney problems.
Greg Baker, president of the Lake Anna Civic Association, says that's when the state steps in.
The Virginia Department of Health will issue no swim advisories, and for a good half of the lake, for the last 2 years, we've suffered from having no swim advisories and not been able to use the water with confidence.
It is still safe to boat and fish.
But clearly, if you've come to the lake with your family and you want to swim and water ski, having a no swim advisory puts a damper on the party.
The solution, he says, is to rid the lake of phosphorus and nitrates that promote algae growth.
We need to do things like fence cattle out from the water streams. We need to, as homeowners, make sure our septic systems are pumped. Avoid fertilizing. We want to keep from blowing leaves in the lake and grass clippings in the lake that are going to deteriorate and release the phosphorus.
But he says a detailed plan is needed to eliminate the algae, possibly calling for creation of new wetlands.
One of the best solutions for long-term treatment of algae is damming the creeks that come in, letting that water flood, and planting lily pads and other things. Those things will compete for the nutrients before it gets to the lake, act as a natural filtration, and it's been one of the most successful solutions to controlling algae.
For now, Baker and other leaders of Lake Anna communities are backing a bill sponsored by Delegate John McGuire that would require the health department to do a study of the problem and possible solutions. In Louisa County, I'm Sandy Houseman.